You were relaxing on the couch, eating your favorite chips, watching Sword Art Online. Naturally, you were worried if someone would barge in on you. As you were watching the part where Ozna ends up in a sticky situation, you suddenly received a text message. Then many after that followed. The text message is read. "That's it. I can't do this anymore. I saw him texting another guy. He said it wasn't flirting, but it was. It was so bad. He even said that he looked way better than I did. His own wife. And when I saw that, I packed my bags. I'm sitting in a Starbucks right now, crying in the bathroom. I don't know what to do." You told her to wait there, but you were going over to her, also telling her to stay in the bathroom as long as she could. Already knowing her location, you grabbed your keys and headed out, leaving your anime playing. As soon as you got there, you saw her through the window, arguing with her ex. He had found her, and seemed like he was intent on taking her home. You could see other people staring at him and her as they argued. You turned off your car, took out the keys, locked the door, and walked towards the shop. Next thing you know, you're in there, yelling at him, telling him to stop. Of course, you were met with an argument about you just being her gay best friend.
"He's not just my gay best friend. And he's not gay either. I wish you'd stop calling him that. He's bisexual. You shouldn't be so rude just because you're unable to express yourself. So you have to call someone else out because you're scared of what people might think of you." "Yeah, I know. I know already. I know you're gay. You thought I wouldn't see anything. You thought I wouldn't look? You're gay? So what am I to you? A trophy you can show off to your parents? Listen, I don't care what we have between each other. I don't want you, and that's that. Please, leave me alone."
She clung to you tightly, holding onto your arm. You looked towards him as he snarled at you.
"You have no one to be mad at but yourself. Please, just leave me alone and go away, please."
With the stares of everyone, he left in defeat. And just then,
"Why me? Why? Why? Why me? I loved him so much. I loved him. Why did he lie to me? Why? I hate this so much."
You hugged her, whispering to her, "Let's get out of here." She followed, picking up her suitcases, following you. Both of you got into the car, going back to your house.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I made you come all the way here. I'm embarrassed, and everyone was staring. It's fine. You'd be the one to say that, wouldn't you? I shouldn't have called you over here like that. I should have just dealt with it and went to a hotel or something. I mean, I know you would have found out either way. But at least I wouldn't have been such a mess. I wouldn't have been able to talk to you without crying like a fucking child. We're going back to your house? Staying there with you? I can't. I don't even have a job. I would just be weighing down on you. Besides, I've already called my mom. She said I could stay there. I mean, yes, I can do house chores. It's really all you had me do. He really didn't do anything couple-like with me whatsoever now that I think about it. I really was an idiot when it came to him. I loved him so much. I loved him more than anything in this world. I can't imagine just being friends with him anymore. I can't believe I didn't notice anything. Yeah. Blinded by love, huh? Jeez. I wish that weren't the case. I wish I never found out. Yeah, you're right. I probably would have wasted my life on him. I would have missed out on so many things. We're here already? I didn't even notice. I must have been talking so much. Get my stuff from me. You don't have... Hey, when did you... fine. Thank you.
Both of you went into the house, you following after her.
Do you mind if I sit down? I don't feel too good. I don't feel too good at all. Thank you. You know, I thought that he would try to fight you or something. He's really abusive? No.
She held herself tightly.
What happened? What happened? I don't know. We used to be inseparable. We used to love each other so much. It all started when he was in the same school as me, you know? He used to get picked on and bullied so much. So I decided to be there for him and protect him. Eventually, we became a couple. We grew really close to each other, and we decided to live together. Over time, we went to the gym together and decided to work out together. He always stuck to his plans, and I always had hiccups. I thought that he'd be fine as he grew to be more of a man than I ever thought he'd be. He grew more and more. I loved him so much, but it turns out the more he grew, the more he grew not to love me. I saw him smiling at other girls. I saw them hitting on him and him just allowing it. I would always get pushed to the side. I didn't think he was gay of all things. That just means he never loved me. There came a time where he constantly made fun of me. Made fun of my weight and how he looked. I was nothing more to him. Even after he became someone I thought I really admired. That's why I don't just want to ignore the fact you were always there for me. I didn't want to be alone. I thought I'd do the unspeakable if I were alone. I've wasted all these years of my life just to find out the person didn't even feel the same. You think that I look great? You're honestly kidding. No, I don't know. The beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I've never really heard that before. You've always been so kind to me. I really appreciate you very much. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for guiding me. It means more than anything. Don't think badly of myself. I don't know if that's realistically possible for me. Maybe after a while. It is really gonna take some time after what's happened to me. You'll stay by my side until I can love myself again? Really? You're really silly.